Hello, welcome to another edition of Escaping Addictions, the show where we talk about addictions and ways to overcome these debilitating behaviors and beliefs in our lives. Today we have David Saffel, who's a life coach and also the author of two books. One is Recovering Realities. So we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, this the government's addiction to power and the impeachment trial that's going on, Donald Trump's future and God's favor in America. So first we're going to go to a little break, and then we will come back and we will ask David some questions about these topics. Welcome back to the show, and today we're talking about the government's addicted to its all the power that it has today, and its abuse of power and stuff like that, being addicted to being in control. But actually, it seems like they've really lost control, and they're seeking to do anything they can to keep themselves in power. And so David is here, and he has a book called Recovering Reality. And in his book, he talks, it's about addiction. It's not about politics, but it can kind of all mesh together. But in his book, he talks about when addicts lose control of their lives, and they lose the power of choice. As we lose this power of choice, things get out of control. So we're going to get to the governmental part of it in just a second. But David, tell us a little bit about what you describe in your book as a loss of control in our lives.
Hey, Wiley. Hello, everybody out there. I'm Dave Saffel. And what I mean by we've lost control of our lives is that destructive beliefs within us have taken control, and we have lost the inability to overcome those to create behaviors in our lives that lead us to what we want to be our lives to be. So that's a sort of a brief explanation of what I'm talking about there, because when in addictions especially, you notice that people get very desperate, and so they become dominated with this threat and the pain of threat. I'm going to lose something, or I'm not going to get something that I want in the future, and that drives a lot of these behaviors that create destructive things in our lives. So that's what I'm getting at from that passage, what I'm talking about in the passage in the book.
You know, that really makes a lot of sense, because as far as, you know, the government, as far as addiction, there's this addiction to power, and, you know, what a lot of the things that's happening right now as far as the government is concerned, as far as this impeachment trial and, you know, the president being on trial for abuse of power or being accused for abuse of power. And you have what the other side, the Republicans, are saying that the Democrats are upset because they lost the election, and they're just trying to overturn an election. So it all becomes this thing of, I want to be in power. I want to do the things that I want to do. I want to bring about the laws that I feel like should be in play, in the things in power that I want to be in power, whether it be things concerning, you know, gun rights, abortion, whether it be climate change, or just any number of things. And, you know, the threat, like you talk about that a lot in your book, the threat that these things might be threatened, that maybe women might feel like the threat that they won't have the choice over their body, what they view as a choice over their body, or a lot of Republican American people out there might feel threatened that the liberals want to take their guns, or, you know, the president, he might be threatened by the media and, you know, accuses them of being fake news, or the media might be threatened by the president, and it just goes on and on. So relate that what you were talking about in your book as far as what's going, you know, how the government or people in politics would behave in light of feeling like their power is under threat.
But I know that you want to talk about what's going on, how to relate that to what's going on politically is, if I'm addicted to power, think about it. My thoughts can be dominated by keeping that power and increasing that power. And so that literally cuts me off from my inner integrity, and I become willing to lie, cheat, steal. It's the same thing with addiction to alcohol and drugs, any addiction. We become willing to do these things, these destructive things, to harm others, no matter what the cost, to pursue destructive behaviors, and that we basically become very desperate, as any person addicted to drugs and alcohol will know. And that's going to lead to more destructive behaviors. And so you can see that in the political sphere, that people become willing to lie, people become willing to deceive, that the truth of or facts become irrelevant. It's really just about getting what you want, desperately getting what you want, no matter the cost or what harm you create in the process. So that's a little bit about what I think about it all.
Okay, so like you said, thanks, David. So in your book, you're talking about addiction and the addiction to drugs and alcohol and things of that nature. So I've went through the same kind of situations with addictions. And so as far as every addiction kind of have the same kind of things going on with them. So how did you overcome your addiction when you were faced with these difficulties that arose from the destructive behaviors?
Well, Wiley, the subtitle of my book, it's Recovering Reality, Understanding How the Idea of God Cures Addiction to Drugs and Alcohol. So in my case, and I know with yours, it took me connecting deep within to a loving God that I could relate to, that I felt cared for me and wanted what's best for me, and then having the courage to throw my whole life onto that idea. And as I saw it start working, I started building these powerful beliefs that counteracted the destructive beliefs that I believed about myself and life, that led to more constructive behaviors, and that changed my life. And I could start trusting in my idea of God and building that belief and the power that I got from that. And my life's just, I could start dealing with life more prosperously and without the need to use alcohol and drugs. Because once I felt the relief that I had this I had God and the power of God looking out for me. I no longer felt so threatened by life, and I no longer felt that pain, intense pain of feeling like life is so threatening. And therefore, I didn't need to use my alcohol and drugs anymore to gain any the relief I thought it would give me from that emotional pain that was so constant in my life. And that's one of the benefits of that happened for me when I finally made that deep decision to start turning my beliefs, my inner self, over to the care of God.
Wow. I mean, that is very powerful. That's a very powerful statement right there. And that is, to me, the very reason why we are in the mess that we are, either in our addictive lives or in the state of the country, the state of the world, the state of the government, is because we have lost our fear of God. We don't seek God the way that I feel like that when the forefathers came here and they said, God, this is your land and we want to glorify you and we want to live a life that's pleasing to you. And you know, in these days, it's just sad to say that that's not the case anymore. So I really want to thank David for coming on the show and sharing with us his insight and knowledge from his life and his overcoming his addiction. And I want to thank you for listening and tuning in. And this has been sort of a different episode, as far as usually I try to talk about addiction as far as somebody's personal addiction or my experience with addiction as far as with alcohol and substance abuse and stuff like that. But every now and then I do want to talk about how just addiction plays into a lot of the problems that we're having in the world today. So I want to thank you once again and join us again for another episode of Escaping Addiction and Other Things.